Well, just as, I suppose it's positive in terms of getting the lads getting their noses in, really, and giving them an opportunity. It can be tough when you're in a squad, and you've got probably about five or six there that were with us all of last year. So it's competitive games for them, which is important in terms of the work and the effort they've put in over the year. And it's important as well, I suppose, from Maxi's point of view, who's working with under-21s, to see how them fellas can cope with a better calibre of players. So that's the thinking behind it, and obviously focusing on our own lads then and our own training.
And obviously it's difficult for young fellas coming in, though, when the side isn't strong and maybe happened a few more seniors playing as well. That's obviously a decision you have to make as well.
Aye, but the other thing about it is, Tom, is you only get certain chances to do it. You know, we don't play challenge matches because we don't really see the benefit in challenge matches, so these are the only other types of games that they get the opportunity at, and that's why it's important that the periphery players get that go at it, because you know, when the season kicks off, it's high intensity stuff, and the stakes are high, and you know, the best eight teams in the country are in Division 1 this year, and you know, you'll be pushing out your best players in every single one of the games, so it's important that other lads get a go at it this time of year.
And has anybody impressed you so far?
I think the whole lot of them have given everything that they've got, you know, which is important, and everybody's working hard, and they're putting their best foot forward, and I think that's important. And I suppose the more opportunities they get, you know, the more they're going to become comfortable in that situation. And Brick played very well the last night. Daniel McLaughlin worked very hard the last night, so there was a lot of positives. And you know, today was a bit tougher because you're looking at a far more stronger, settled inter-county team, and physically very strong as well. It was a tougher challenge for them, but I felt that they'd done very well in the first half, and probably should have had a goal. The first score of the game probably should have been a goal, but at the same time, you know, it's not really about winning the matches, it's about, you know, seeing what the lads can do when they're put under pressure.
Yeah, and of course then as well, it's not even the strongest of the three ones. Marty O'Reilly, Patrick McBearty, Ryan McHugh, they're not even featuring because they're doing exams and stuff at the moment.
And injuries as well with Martin, you know, so that's a factor as well, and it's a pity. But at the same time, you know, these, you know, you have a lot of clubs sometimes, and you have a lot of young lads, and you know, they want to get the chance, and they're getting the chance now.